Attitude Broadcasting presents the Mr. and Mrs. Show.
Love and marriage, love and marriage.
Starring
the Mr.
Hey, I got you, babe. I got you, babe.
The Mrs.
So happy together.
And welcome back to the Mr. and Mrs. Show. I am your host with the Mr. and the Mrs., as always.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm still mad at you.
Why are you mad?
I am mad at you.
For a grocery store?
Yes.
Look, it's a valid point. Why don't they have grocery stores for guys?
If you're just joining us.
Because we have no clue.
If you're just joining us, the Mr. went on a rampage. I'm not even going to call it a rant. It was a rampage on the grocery store. Why there's so many options.
Instead of all these marches, let's have a march for a grocery store
that is
good for guys. What?
Yesterday was the pro-life march.
No, that's good. All right, but, you know, after the pro-life...
Why would you want to have a march for the grocery stores? I mean, nobody would get anything done with that.
So what I'm hearing is that my husband, as a man, feels that there is some sort of inequality going on between men and women as it relates to the grocery store.
Listen, men, stand up. Rise up.
Equality, you know? For grocery stores.
No, for men at the grocery store.
So what I'm hearing is that what we should really do is ask the grocery stores to put an aisle together.
Dummy down.
So groceries for dummies.
Right.
And then you could just walk through it and pick up
exactly
the five what items you need.
What do you think they did self-checkout for? What do you think they start self-checkout?
That's not
it's for
dummies.
For guys to go through real fast.
No.
None of you ever go through it fast.
I do.
Because then it's like, sir, I can't get my beer. It won't let me scan my beer. And then you have to wait for the guy, put in a code. And
you see, that could be a little side part of the store. It could be for guys.
Part.
Yeah,
so,
put eggs, milk, and bread, and beer. That's all
spinach,
you need.
And spinach, because that's what started this.
No, I don't know about spinach. Maybe spinach, but yeah.
No, it started this.
No, I know it did, but
well,
think
see,
about
they've
it.
Already solved this for you by having online ordering where your spouse can order online and you just show up and they stick it in your car and then you go back home.
Yeah, but that's too complicated.
It's not complicated
if you go,
at all.
If you go to our Harris Teeter, you have to sit in the parking spot. The parking spot looks like a pregnant woman's parking spot. Because it's marked off for pregnant women.
Well, they'll deliver too. So would you like me to switch over to delivery so they just bring me what I've asked
no,
for instead
I want
of you having
to
go
get
it?
I want to get out of my car and walk into the store, walk right to the aisles and leave.
All right, we're done.
No, I'm just saying, how complicated is it?
You started
it's
this.
Not, I know.
But how complicated is it?
It isn't that complicated. You're right. I do believe it.
I mean, listen, I'm not the smartest grocery shopper. I'm not the smartest shopping person out there. So I like a dummy proof aisle where all I gotta do is get one more. Actually, here, I've even got a slogan: what your wife wants. That should be the slogan on top of the
area.
So
how about if it's just a special section called Your Wife Called, and then you
yeah,
just walk
yeah.
down that aisle,
there
and there's a bag, there's a little basket with everything that I have asked for
exactly.
you to get.
Absolutely.
And then you can feel like you accomplished something because you still have to walk up and pay for it.
Exactly. Because
and they have like a group of people
okay,
just working there.
I want to vote from our listeners. I want to know how many people would appreciate this concept and how much you'd be willing to pay for it, because I think you could sell this idea.
I do too. I think it's a great idea because, you know, if you park and wait on groceries, you really don't feel like you did anything because they have to. And first of all, you got to call and have them bring stuff out. Sometimes that's a pain to get them to come out. But, you know, I think it'd be a lot better. They put all your groceries in a little cooler and say, here, your wife called ahead. Or your spouse.
So kind of like an Amazon locker, but for groceries.
Right.
Yeah. That'd be awesome. I really think we should.
And
make
then
this a
you
thing.
Could have a refrigerated, a bulk, and a frozen section. So that, but then you'd have to go to three lockers, and well, then it gets complicated.
You need beer. You got to have beer in the section. You got
to
have beer.
You have to check your ID when you get there, though.
Well, they can check ID real fast. Yeah. All right, you're here. Okay, Mr. Summit, you're here to get. Yes, I am. Here you go.
Yeah, you definitely look over 21, so no ID necessary.
I still don't get card at some places, but anyway, yes, let's vote for it this year. You know what? This year, or when we vote, I'm actually write it in.
When you vote, where? What election do you actually, think anyone
I'm
cares?
I will send it into my city councilman. I'm actually send him the request.
He's not going to pay any attention.
He should. It is time for man
actually,
rights.
Actually, I emailed him it's once and he didn't respond. So I voted for the easy. Other guy this year.
Are you looking for equality at the grocery store?
Forget. You know?
I tell you what, sweetie. As soon as women have equal pay for equal work, I will get you your own aisle in the grocery
no,
store.
No, you should have equal. I'm not.
You know what? That's a good.
I'm not taking away from women whatsoever. You should be equal pay. Everything else. I agree. But the point of this, guys aren't as smart as you. All right, we're not. Most guys
then
aren't
how
as smart.
How can they get paid more?
That's a good question. That's right
a
now,
you cannot answer.
I can't answer that for you. But one thing I can answer, I do not do well at the grocery store. Dummy it down for me.
I know, and you get really mad when we go together.
Oh, gosh. We go, and she'll look at one thing and look at another, and then look at I'm like, can we just get the four items we got and go?
I can't go shopping with him because when he's in there, he's like, all right, we need this. Go.
Right. Yeah.
It's like 5 minutes. Come on. We got a time limit.
It's like
and
a
I
relay
like to browse. Maybe
it's like a relay race.
Maybe, I don't like that.
Maybe there's something in there I didn't know I wanted.
Really? They have this. I'll give you this. At the same time, every time we go to a fast food place.
All right, this isn't Costco.
Hold on. Every time we go to a fast food place, we go up to the menu. You're like, why does it take you so long? It's the same thing. You come every time. You're giving me the same argument.
The grocery store has new things all the time.
No, they don't.
And sometimes I'm looking at different things.
Are you
in
talking
the
about
aisle.
Low fat, skinny fat? I mean, you're talking fat. About different. I don't know. It's new kind.
Is that you're talking about skinny. You're talking about skinny girl. He was intrigued by the skinny girl stuff, so he kept reading the labels. The
skinny girl. Yes, skinny girl. Yeah,
skinny girl. He's like, why can't you have that? It says skinny girl, and I'm like, yeah,
it's skinny girl. You should be able to have it. All right, there's another one. Listen,
no.
How can you be named skinny girl and it's not good for you?
Because
they put
a bunch of extra crap in it.
That's what I'm saying. It's not good for you then. They lying.
All right.
Just say, you know, like when I go get the meat, when I go get a big steak, I know what it's called. Fat boy's going to eat. And that's what I'm going to take home and eat.
Is that what's on the label?
Yes, it should be.
$12.99 a pound.
Yeah. Yes.
It's in the fine print.
The 16-ounce steak is for a guy that is hungry and eats a lot
of
steak.
Or a family of three or four.
Well, no, you get the three small ones for that one. All but right. My point is, come on. These misplaced labels are bad. Let's go. Once again, we should go back to the grocery store where it's 5 minutes in and out.
I'm with you if it ends your rant. Right,
let's go into segment three. I agree with your rant, but you spent way too much time on it. All right, this is a segment called Truth or Lie.
We got any music for this? Really?
I love the Pink Panther.
I feel like someone's going to lie. All right, so on this segment, this is Truth or a Lie. I'm going to leave that in the background so everyone can feel the energy here. truth or Lie. So we are going to tell you two truths, two lies. Doesn't know what it is, but we're going to tell you two. And then everyone else is going to have to guess whether that is a truth or a lie.
Two statements.
Sorry, I couldn't find the word.
And we have to decide if they're true or false.
Yes.
All right. You going first?
I don't really have one this week.
All right.
I'm actually going to be a spectator in this one. Right. This is Mr. versus the Mrs. in this one.
It don't matter. I can go first if you want.
All right.
All right.
You know, let's just keep
Here we
it
go.
going.
I once met Some sound bad. I once met Road Warrior Animal in the bathroom at WrestleMania.
You met what?
Road Warrior Animal.
Can True. You...
in the bathroom.
True. Who?
Road Warrior Animal.
Oh, Road Warrior Animal in what the bathroom.
I didn't. Okay. First of all, let me rephrase this.
Did you
this.
Meet or
I
see?
I did not meet him. It wasn't like, hey, meet me in the bathroom. It was, oh, hey, you're so-and-so. It's nice to meet you.
In the men's room?
Yeah, you really need to work on your book-telling yes. skills. Yeah.
Yes.
So you met him at WrestleMania. Which WrestleMania?
27. He was in the bathroom.
What year was that?
It was 5 years ago.
So, our first anniversary. First, so, 2011. Yeah.
So, we went to the bathroom. Or, I went to the bathroom. He was in there. He was installed beside me. I was like, oh, hey. You know, you're so-and-so. It's nice. You know, I'm a big fan. I didn't shake his hand or anything, but I was like, hey, you know, I'm so glad I'm here, and it's nice to, you know, see you.
I'll let you go first.
I don't think so.
I'm going to say true.
Okay. It is false. Partly true, though.
No, you can't do that.
There's still partly true.
No, it's false, but I did see him. When I went to the bathroom.
But you didn't.
I didn't talk to him. All right. Because it's creepy for some guy. To me, it's creepy for some guy to walk in and use a stall and you say something to him while he's in the bathroom.
I agree.
I just, that's creepy. Not me. Especially a guy I don't know. Now, you know, when we, do you remember we met Alex Shelley? No, you did. You wasn't with me. I think it was me and Ely. But he was in the bathroom shaving or something before
Where?
The match.
Ring of Honor?
Yeah.
No, yeah, I wasn't
Yeah,
there.
You wasn't
Yeah,
there.
I wasn't there.
But yeah, no, I did see him at WrestleMania.
All right.
Okay.
All right, what's yours?
I have never eaten okra.
Oh, that's a true statement. If I ain't never, that's a true, that's the number one thing you've ever said.
Never eaten okra.
No. That's my number one truth.
No fried okra, no nothing.
She hates no okra. She will not eat any food that has fur on it.
Okra has, oh yeah, it does.
But boy,
true
it's
fact.
Good. Fried okra is great. Just saying.
All right, I'm gonna go with true because he's so confident on this.
So it's actually false. I have eaten okra in a vegetable soup.
You see, you lied to me then. You ate it in the soup.
I didn't realize the soup had okra until I was eating.
That doesn't count. You didn't know. That's like
okra.
When you're sleeping and you fart and you're like, I don't think I never did that.
First off, that's the first thing you come up with? That's not how
that's
this works.
That just happened yesterday.
I'm just saying, you know, she does.
He
it.
Always says, I'm asleep. It's not, I didn't do it because I was asleep.
But if I do it, it's like, oh, you're,
no.
you know, you
no,
did
no,
it.
No, 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 that doesn't work that way.
We are talking about when you did it.
Oh.
So, but like, no, okay. that was not, so, right. but All other right. than the one That's time fine. that it was in the soup and
you've
I.
You've never eaten it on
I've
purpose.
I've never eaten it on purpose.
Okay. All right, mister. All right.
When I was working at Papa John's delivering pizza, I actually had a two-tone car that was two separate cars put together. And I would drive because what happened is I actually wrecked the front half of the car when I hydroplaned off the road. And my dad actually bought the other half of another car that was totally different to put on another car.
You're talking about body panels and not... The actual, like, he didn't fuse the steel together to make a full car.
Well,
I'm not, that's not an answer.
Well, I mean, what do you want me to tell you?
Yes
like,
or no is
I
what
like,
I want you to tell me.
I don't
me.
Like how you're changing the question.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to confirm because at his last
it
one, it was nuanced because he had seen him, but he didn't say hi to him. So I'm concerned that he's gotten ambiguous enough that either way we answer, we're going to be wrong.
No, I'll just go with it. If you say true or false, I'll let you have it. But he bought another half of the car you know, panels, engine. Now, do they mess up the frame? I don't know. But I do know the frame, the panels, the engine, and different parts came off.
That's oh, is this the two different cars?
Yeah, that's
put
true.
Together? Yeah. Oh, this is true. You've already sold this one before.
Is it true that I deliver pizzas in it, though?
Yeah, I can see you doing it.
Yeah.
You think I really...
Because isn't this why you got all the really good tips? Because your car looks so horrible?
Do you really think I drove it to other people's houses?
Yes.
Yes. Really? Yes. The way I am, you really think I would do
yes.
that?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
She keeps saying yes.
Are you sure? I mean...
Yes.
Yes. Final answer!
All right. Yeah, sure.
Because I remember you saying that, like, you got super awesome tips because people would look at your car and be like, oh, dude, like, three, you need more.
3 weeks later, I got a brand new car.
Are you serious?
So I was good. Yeah.
Really generous.
I actually made $1,000 that week in tips. Wow.
People felt
just
bad.
In tips.
People felt bad.
I delivered. Me and my buddy, we delivered a lot. Me and all my buddies, we delivered a lot.
What car did you get out of it?
I was driving, the half and half car was a Plymouth Duster.
And that just sounds horrible.
Oh, no. Yeah, look at Dusters. They're horrible.
Yeah, and a Plymouth? Yeah,
yeah
no,
Plymouth
no.
Duster.
No, thank you.
And the car I ended up getting was a Firebird. Mustang. Mustang. It was a Mustang. It was a Mustang. I got a convertible Mustang out of it.
Okay.
What's your next one?
Oh, God.
I've got two, so I'm trying to decide. Here we go.
No, not that.
Not that? No. It says a Plymouth Duster.
Yeah, that's too old.
I hate... That's like really?
Mid-80s, 85.
I hate the phrase, I could care less.
False! I'm going false. No, no.
You no. hate the phrase, I could care less?
False. False.
I'll give a false. There's a lot of...
It's true. And the reason why is the appropriate saying is I couldn't care less.
Oh, you said...
Because if you could care less, it means you still have caring.
Oh, wait a minute. You said you like the phrase. I thought you said you
dislike. I hate the phrase, I could care less.
Oh, my fault. I misunderstood you.
The appropriate phrase is I couldn't care less.
That's true. Sorry, I misunderstood.
She just grammar switched us on there.
Yeah, I
grammar switched. So first of all, the could and couldn't are two very different meanings. So all right,
we have to stop playing this game because she's doing technicality on all these.
No,
because
she was right. It was a trick question. She was right though.
Don't be tricking.
All right, I'll give you one more. I participated in a rap battle in the '80s.
Oh, that's true. With the pineapple in the back of your head and everything. Wait, all right, let's ask some questions. What song did you sing? What song did you rap to?
Roxanne.
Well, rap to Roxanne?
The real Roxanne, huh?
The real Roxanne. I thought you meant like Roxanne the stand-in.
No.
Who did you rap against?
It was like some group of kids while I was up in Philly.
Kids?
I mean, I was a kid.
Were these your friends?
No, I mean, not really. I mean, one of my friends was there. We were at a skating rink.
Was it before or after the pineapple in the back of the
before.
Head? Before.
Before.
Hmm. Who was your favorite rap artist?
Rap artist?
My favorite rap artist? I was big Run DMC.
Run DMC. And then Philly.
Hmm. Yeah. And there's a funny story about after leaving this, because that was when I was living with my aunt.
I'm going to go true. There's way too much story involved in this. It's got to be true.
She can make up a lot.
I
She's
hate
pressed it.
Yeah, she is.
She just,
She'll put a spin on it like nobody else.
Oh, she just did. It's a craft. Okay.
So, let me see. How old were you?
I guess it would have been around 16, 17. Yeah.
Hmm. Where did you do this rap? Was it in a park? Was it the gym?
Skating rink.
Skating rink.
Yep.
Skating rink? In the 80s. Was it Kate Skate Rink? What Kate Skating
no,
Rink?
No, this is in Philadelphia.
in Philadelphia.
Yeah. Off the boulevard.
Off the boulevard. Do you remember the name of the scary?
I don't remember the name. It was a whole lot of years ago, yeah. Mister.
Do you remember what you wore that day? Did you wear the whole outfit?
I'm sure that I thought I looked really cool. Would have been jeans and, you know, something that my aunt let me out of the house in, so.
Hmm. Did you have your own car at the time?
Did I have my own what?
Car.
No, I was living with my aunt.
Well, you're 16 or 17. That was an important question.
Living with my aunt, who you've met.
No, I know.
Just answer the question. I took a lot of public transportation that year. Just why I'm not a big fan of buses.
That's a big bonus there. Because you don't like transportation.
I do not like public transportation.
I'm starting to lean false because it's a transportation issue. She doesn't like transportation.
Okay, so true or false?
I'll go with true, but you're a pretty good, sneaky, crafty liar.
It was false, wasn't it?
No, it's true.
What?
Okay. It's true.
What?
It's See, true.
You have to ask these questions.
You gotta be kidding me. It's like, true. He made me feel like doubt. Like, I was doubting it after all the facts.
No, it's true. No, those are all true facts. No, I'm serious. They are true facts.
I know.
So that's a show all in itself talking about that year of my life. So
all right, well,
yeah, we'll talk about it another week.
All right, take us out with the social media question of last week.
Well, last week was what is your New Year's resolution, and are you still on yours? We really didn't have any answers to that one this past week, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I guess nobody fulfilled.
No, it looks like no one really, yeah. This week's questions, actually two if we want. Where did you plan on going this year on vacation with your spouse?
Okay.
Another one is, what grocery store do you can't stand?
Actually, I think we should save that one for next week.
Can't which one?
The grocery store one.
Don't do the grocery store this week?
Yeah, let's save it for next week. So then we have
That'll be 2 weeks in a row. 2 weeks later.
Yeah. Okay. Oh wait, no, 2 weeks later.
What next week when we do the show, it'll be where do you plan on going on vacation? So then the
with
grocery
your
store
spouse.
Yes. And then the grocery store will be the week after.
You wanna do that?
That's fine. You know. So where do you plan on going this year on vacation with your spouse since the year just started? You know, usually families try to plan out their vacations at the beginning of the year. So where do you think about going? You know, if it's Disney, if it's Bahamas, if it's Holy Land in Orlando.
Is it Montego?
You know.
Or
wherever it's at.
Montego or whatever. We could take it slow in Tokyo. I mean, it could be anywhere
Tokyo.
There. It's a Beach Boys song. You wouldn't know.
No, I do know Beach Boys. Thank you. But Tokyo. But yeah, that's next week's question of the week.
Social media
question of the week.
Well, that does it for us here at the Mr. and Mrs. Show. I want to thank everybody for listening. You can catch us every week. We are on MrAndMrsShow.com. Also on Facebook and Twitter, the Mr. and Mrs. Show. Comment on the show. Let us know what you guys think. We're going to start doing Facebook Live. So whatever you guys think, if you want to start being part of the show, send us some comments. Maybe we'll, any questions or so, we'll ask them on the show.
Or just tweet us equality for men in grocery stores. Stop. I mean, you know, if you want to do that.
No, please don't do that.
Hashtag. No. Hashtag equality for men in grocery stores.
I don't want to get the backlash for that.
Why not? It should be.
Equal salad for equal... something.
Don't finish that because I don't know where that's going to go.
Equal milk and bread.
Thank you for listening to us. We'll see you guys next time here on the Mr. and Mrs. Show.
Later.
Bye. You did it all and more, broke every law except for one, babe. Attraction. Are you ready? I know you feel it. Pull you nearer till you feel it again. Wanna do something right, but we could do something better. There ain't no time like tonight, and we ain't tryna save it for later. Stay out here living the life, yeah. Nobody cares who we are tomorrow, come on now. And I got that little something I like, the little something I've been wanting to borrow.